This is Diola Saint introducing Saint Zita.
It was the year 1230 in Italy, and Zita, who was 12 years old, was leaving her family. Her parents had just arranged to attach her as a servant to a prosperous cloth merchant in a nearby town. While this may seem a bit unloving, it was commonplace for a very poor family to do this, knowing that should the parents die, their child would be safe.
Zita's chores began early in the morning, yet she still made it a habit to rise during the night for prayer, and then attend Mass at a church each day. She worked hard at her jobs and did not rest until they were all completed. She shared her food with the poor beggars who came to the house and often slept on the ground after having given up her bed to some poor person who had none.
She knew by heart that she should do only those things which please God and avoid all those which displeased Him. But while she was loved by those less fortunate whom she helped, her fellow servants not only disliked her way of living, they jealously viewed her cheerful hard work as a silent reproach to themselves. To make matters worse, they did not like her refusals to join in their dirty jokes or filthy language. They started to spread untrue stories about her among themselves and the members of the household. These lies caused her to be treated poorly, and she was given the least important and dirtiest work for some years. But she bore these injustices quietly, and by her patience and prayers, gradually overcame the hostility of the household until the truth was discovered. She was rewarded with more responsibilities, was made housekeeper, and even trusted with the care of the children.
Zita did not actually work miracles, but several stories tell us how much God loved His maidservant. For a period of several months, she had given away much of the family supply of beans to the needy. Then one day, the master announced he would inspect his supply so he could sell the surplus to a prospective buyer. Poor Zita could only pray to God for help. When the storeroom was inspected, it was found to be full. On another morning, Zita was very late returning from church and had no time to prepare the bread for baking. When she did arrive home, she found all the bread had been prepared for her and placed in rows before the oven, ready to be baked.
Perhaps the most well-known event took place on a very cold Christmas Eve, when her master loaned her his warm fur coat to attend the service. When she arrived at church, a poor shivering beggar met her who asked to use her coat. She agreed on the condition that he return it the end of Mass. When she looked for him afterward, both he and the coat were gone. She had to report all this to her master, who became extremely angry with her. Several hours later, as the household was preparing to eat Christmas dinner, a stranger appeared at the door of the dining room carrying the lost coat. As soon as he returned it, he disappeared right before the startled eyes of the entire family. This example of Zita's charity is still remembered today, and the door of the church where Zita met her heavenly beggar is named the Angel Door.
Zita served the Fantilli family for 48 years and was so trusted that she acted as advisor and confidant to all the members of the household, particularly to the master, who was known as a difficult man to please. In her later years, she freely visited the sick, the poor, and the prisoners, particularly those condemned to death. Zita died in 1278 at the age of 60.
Through God's desire to show us His pleasure with Zita, her body was not allowed to decay for these 700 years. It may be viewed today in the church of St. Frediano in Lucca. St. Zita is the patron saint of domestic workers. Her life is an example of how work, no matter how ordinary, can become the means for our salvation.